Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 220, 220. Okay, so we've been personalizing Psalm 91, and what do we say? Psalm 91 verse 10, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Let's say it again. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. So you personalize it. You say it as though you were saying it about yourself. That is the way it is. The word of God that is lying there will not, you will not see the life in the word, because the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that the word of God is living and active, but you will not see how active it is until you put it on your lips. It's not when you put it under your pillow to sleep on it, then you'll be active. No, but when you put it on your lips, when the lips of faith, the child of God is speaking it in faith, then it begins to work. Okay, so neither will I, Will any plague come near your dwelling? So we said the plague is blow, B-L-O-W, which is what? Pound for pound. There was a boxer in my country who say pound for pound, pound for pound. So now we're talking about something like a boxing bout. Now, that's where you throw your blows when you're in a boxing bout. Where would you throw the blows? You throw the blows at your opponent, and you throw it at critical, you land the blows at critical places where the person can lose blood, the person can be immobilized, the person can be hurt, the person can be in pain, the person will give up, the person can collapse, can die. This is the reason why you go into the boxing bouts, because you want to beat your opponent. So the sickness is, this is the power of sickness. This is what the sickness is meant to do in a man's life. You know, so sickness in the eye, sickness in the tummy, sickness in the leg, sickness in the ear, sickness, wherever it is, it's a blow. The man has received a blow. So you ask yourself, so when God created man, did he begin to punch man like that? Was it God who started punching men, who started giving men diseases? Is it God who started doing this? Was a part of creation. When you look at creation from Genesis chapter 1, you see it was a beautiful thing. After God had created all things, man was the crown of creation, was the last person to be created by God. After he created all things, then created him, Genesis 1:28, they said, let the man have dominion over the birds of the air, over the fowl of the air, over the fish in the sea, over every creeping thing. God gave him dominion. To have dominion, man was the managing director of creation, to manage creation. So obviously God did not add sickness to the man. There is nowhere where you see sickness and disease with the man. So how did the man then be receive these blows and these punches, deadly punches and blows in his life? It was when men opened the door to sin. When sin entered, then sin opened the door for sickness and disease to also enter. So that was when men began to receive those punches, heavy punches on the man. That was when it started. So now somebody will say, if you are saying this, I don't know why you say that, but I have seen in the Bible where God was saying, I will not put these diseases on you. I've read it here, Exodus 15:26. It says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases. Who was speaking? God. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. The Egyptians were wicked to them at that time, and so maybe his enemies, he could bring it upon them. But his own children, you mean God was saying he will not put his, then it is he's the one, he's the author of sickness and disease. No. Listen, it is translation. We do not have a permissive verb. we don't have a permissive verb. So he could not translate it in the sense that I will not permit. That should have been it. I will not permit. But the Hebrews don't have that permissive verb. They could not do it. So when it was written in this form that I will put, but it should have really been translated, I will not permit. How is it like? It's like you have an umbrella and big enough, and I say, come under, it's raining cats and dogs. It's raining heavily. Come under my umbrella. When you come under my umbrella, there will be no rain on you. And then you refuse and you stay outside, you're beaten by the rain. Then you turn and begin to accuse me. You put it on me. You put the rain on me. Did I put the rain on you? No, I did not. I did not say, if you come under my umbrella, then I will not permit. I will not permit the rain to come upon you. You are blessed, blessed, blessed.